I'm broadcasting today and tomorrow from WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee, in preparation for Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the year so far in politics. And all the candidates but one, Robin, and that would be Bernie Sanders, have been here in Tennessee in the last few days.
There are 15 contests, including Democrats living abroad. Lots at stake, not a lot of time. But this weekend, a lot of airtime was once again taken up by a controversy involving Donald Trump. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving starts the hour off. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Robin.
And first, a primer for tomorrow. How many delegates are up for grabs? Which states are you watching?
The big delegate cash of the entire season. That's what's coming tomorrow. 880 on the Democratic side, 595 on the Republican side. Big, big cash for both parties. As for states, watching Texas, because this could be the last stand for Ted Cruz. If he doesn't win his home state, we still expect him to, but Donald Trump has been creeping up behind him. And if for some reason Ted Cruz were to fall short in his home state and then around the South and other parts of Super Tuesday, that might be the end for Ted Cruz, even though he is showing no sign of being interested in getting out. And on the Democratic side, Massachusetts, where both candidates are competitive. It's a New England state, but Hillary Clinton is showing some real strength there as well.
Yeah, it's getting a much tighter race than it had been. Well, let's get to the Republican side and that dust up this weekend with a quick setup. At a news conference on Friday, Donald Trump was asked about former KKK Grand Wizard David Duke's endorsement.
Yes, sir.
I didn't even know he endorsed me. David Duke endorsed me? Okay. All right. I disavow. Okay?
Then on Sunday, CNN's Jake Tapper asked Donald Trump again, will you condemn David Duke and say you don't want his vote or the vote of other white supremacists?
I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists.
I know nothing about David Duke. Well, this morning on Today, Trump seemed to blame that answer on equipment.
CNN was at the major news conference, and they heard me very easily disavow David Duke. Now I go and I sit down again. I have a lousy earpiece that is provided by them. And frankly, he talked about groups. He also talked about groups. And I have no problem with disavowing groups, but I'd at least like to know who they are.
Okay, Ron Elving. Donald Trump did seem to know about David Duke's group in the past.
Of course he knew. No one who's been around politics in the last few decades could not be aware of David Duke and some of these groups. And of course, Donald Trump was involved in the Reform Party process for a number of months back in the year 2000. And when he got out of that Reform Party process, he said one of the reasons he did so was to disassociate himself from people like David Duke. But look, he is clearly flummoxed or annoyed or does not understand the question here. He is saying, look, I don't know anything about him endorsing me. I don't want his endorsement. I'm trying to push these white supremacist groups away, but I don't know anything about it. So just go away, is what he's trying to say.
Well, his opponents, but especially Marco Rubio, have seized on this. Here is Rubio at a rally yesterday.
He was asked two times, will you repudiate and condemn the Ku Klux Klan? And he refused to do that as well. We cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists and the Ku Klux Klan. We cannot be a party that does that.
Look, Ron Elving, the Rubio campaign has also slung some mud over the weekend. Both Donald Trump and Marco Rubio have been belittling each other's makeup and their sweat from the debate. Rubio made a scatological reference to the size of Donald Trump's hands. What do you think is going on and what will the effect of this be for Marco Rubio and then maybe for the GOP?
Marco Rubio has seen an opening. He's seen an opportunity in the debate Thursday night after having been pretty neutral on Trump throughout the campaign, not really singling him out for criticism. Suddenly, in that last debate on the Republican side, Marco Rubio was going after Donald Trump in a really challenging way, in a dogged sort of way, like a little terrier going after him constantly, and it's working for him. It suddenly made him the apparent, and I say only apparent or evident, challenger to Donald Trump for supremacy in the Republican Party. So he's working that vein. And he's exaggerating perhaps some of the things that Donald Trump may have said. And he is trying to outdo the Donald when it comes to insulting the other candidates. We'll see how well that works for him in the long run. We don't expect this to become some sort of seminar in gracious behavior anytime soon, and it is not helping the Republican brand.
Well, I was just going to say, talk more about that, because we hear about all these backroom meetings late in the game of the GOP leaders trying to somehow stop Donald Trump.
They're not going to be able to stop Donald Trump by having meetings in some back room. They need a candidate. They need a horse to ride. And as long as there are several options to Donald Trump out there, and there still are, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Ben Carson still in the race, they are splintering the anti-Trump vote. So, you know, it's not immediately going to bring Donald Trump down, but over time, it's taking something of a toll. And what we may be headed for is a convention in Cleveland in July where no one has enough delegates to be nominated. It'll go beyond the first ballot. And after that, it's anybody's guess.
If you think this fight is bad, wait till you see a floor fight. NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.